Well, I'm off.
That would be my diagnosis.
No, I mean I'm going out.
Ma, put down the binoculars.
No, I need them. I lost my glasses, and I'm not supposed to drive without them.
Let's analyze this for a moment. You're now what, about 200 years old?
About.
You have no license. You're not allowed to drive.
Curses. Oh, Dorothy, good. I'm glad you're here. I want you to help me to go through these papers I sent for. They're to authenticate my family tree.
Oh.
Well, tomorrow I have to present it out loud at the Daughters of the Old South initiation banquet.
Oh, Blanche, you're not really going to go through with this, are you?
Well, indeed I am. This club is a link to the proudest of all heritages. Oh, I remember growing up in Atlanta, how all of us girls used to pretend to be Confederate belles and we'd receive gentlemen callers. Got to be like a competition. In fact, I once received 7 callers in one evening.
I'm just thinking out loud, but isn't Atlanta where the Center for Disease Control is?
Coincidence. Hey, these are all right. When I look through them backwards, you actually look demure.
Ma, get new glasses, all right? I mean, why must you always make such a big deal out of everything?
Who's making a big deal out of it? I'm not making a big deal out of it.
Hi.
Barbara.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
We got a call down at the police station about some lost glasses.
Oh, good. You got my message. How many men you got on this?
Well, none, really. But I did check the station, and nobody reported any lost glasses.
Not lost. Stolen. I want cops on this. Big, burly, steroid-crazed cops.
Sophia!
Oh, fine. Get one for Blanche, too. Throw it on my tab.
Look, as long as I'm here, I should tell you there's been some complaints from the neighbors about the noise at night.
Which neighbors?
Well, me.
Which noise?
Well, you.
Well, get earmuffs. I pay my taxes.
Ah, Rose, another date with Carl tonight, huh? You must really like this guy.
I do. Carl is sweet, and he's supportive. He understands that I still have feelings for Miles.
Rose, Miles is in the witness relocation program. You're not supposed to be telling people about him.
Oh, I didn't tell him Miles ratted on a gangster named the Cheese Man. He just knows there's somebody I can't see anymore. Oh, Carl is quite a guy. Lately, I've been dreaming about him at night. Not Miles. Although I do have one dream that both Carl and Miles are in. Oh. And? Okay. And Captain Kangaroo.
Here, Dorothy, this is my grandmother, Marcelle Dabaval. Pure Southern, through and through.
Oh, Blanche, I'm sorry. I just don't like the idea of this club. I mean, it seems so discriminatory.
Dorothy, there is nothing wrong with being proud of what you are. This club celebrates those individuals who can prove they come from 100% Southern Confederate stock. And if you can't, then fiddly-doo to you.
Do you have any idea how much that hurts? Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Orbison. Ma, where did you get those glasses?
They're an old pair of Pops, but at least they've got prescription lenses.
I know you can't possibly see through them. Now take them off before you hurt yourself.
No, they're great. I see just fine. Who's the black guy?
Dorothy, I'm about done with this side of the family tree. I think you have the papers there from the Roquet marriage.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Here. Walker Roquet married Rosalind Roquet, 1861. Rosalind was from... Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I hate telling you this, Blanche. No, that's not true. I look forward to telling you this, Blanche. The woman your great-grandfather married was born, well, outside of Georgia.
How far outside of Georgia?
Buffalo. You're a Yankee, Blanche.
Well, no, this can't be.
A Yankee Doodle.
There must be some mistake.
You are that Yankee Doodle gal.
Let me see the certificate. I want to see with my own eyes that my great-grandmother is that thing you said.
A Yankee.
Right.
A Yankee Doodle.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God.
Oh, did I mention her last name was Feldman?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't be. I can't be Jewish. I'll be damned. The black guy is prejudiced. Well, this information will have no bearing on my getting into the Daughters of the Old South. I'll just lie.
Oh, Blanche, this is ridiculous. Why should you have to lie? You're only 1/8 Yankee.
That's right. I'm 7/8 Southern. That's more than enough.
And if they don't let you in, instead of saying fiddle-dee-doo, well, you can always switch to deedle-diddle-deedle-dum.
Thanks for a lovely evening, Carl.
Rose, I've got an idea. What do you say we go away for the weekend?
Carl, I'm not sure I'm ready to.
It's because of this Miles guy, right? Look, Rose, I don't want to push you, but I just wish I knew what I was up against. I mean, who is this guy? What did he do? Where is he now?
Oh, I wish I could tell you. But I really don't know anything about him anymore. When I knew him, he was a professor at a college.
That's hard to believe.
Well, it's one of the few places they have professors.
No. Yeah. No, I know that. I meant, I can't believe he left someone like you.
He left someone else like me?
No. I mean, you. That he left you.
Oh. Okay.
I should be more clear.
That'd be great. Listen, check with me later about the weekend. I just want to be sure I'm ready and that it's right.
I'll give you a ring.
I can't accept jewelry.
I mean, I'll call you soon. I mean, I'll call you, Rose, soon. And the phone will ring.
He really understands me.
Rose. Rose, it's me.
Miles? I beg your pardon. I'm sure Blanche will be out any minute.
No, Rose, it's me.
Miles?
I've come back, Rose. I had to see you.
But you've changed.
Well, I'm Amish, Rose. That's my new identity in the witness protection program. See, I'm an Amish man. I live on an Amish farm. I carry wood, I dig holes, and then I milk things. And to be frank, it sucks. I've missed you, Rose.
Oh, I've missed you too, Miles.
No, Rose. My name is now Samuel. Samuel Plankmaker.
Well, isn't it dangerous for you to be here? I mean, you might have been followed.
Oh, no, I took all kinds of precautions. I even switched buggies on the way over. Rose, of course, you can't tell a soul who I am.
Oh, don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Boy, you find out you're a Jew with a dilemma and these rabbis just come out of the woodwork.
Rose, who is this?
This is a friend. His name is Samuel. Samuel Plankmaker. Samuel, these are my roommates. Girls, you know Miles. Samuel! Shoot! Sorry.
I'm sorry, ladies. It's me. I was hoping to play a trick on you.
Silly rabbi, tricks are for kids.
Ladies, I know it's a lot to ask, but I just had to see Rose, but I can't risk leaving, at least not tonight. I need to stay here, if you'll let me.
Come on, Plankmaker, I'll fix up a room for you.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to go on record to say that I am against this. That cheese man character could be following Miles, and there's no telling what he would do to me for information.
Blanche, you are really so self-centered. In the first place, no gangster is going to come here. And secondly, Blanche, this is important to Rose. Aren't you interested in Rose's happiness?
Happiness? I'm supposed to be happy? Just when I was getting on with my life, Miles shows up, and for a visit, he can't even stay. How am I going to move on? How is my heart ever supposed to heal with Miles here?
Do you really think I'm self-centered? Hurry up.
Excuse me, folks. I've got to make a quick phone call. Rose, would you mind getting me some punch?
He's going to be late for the initiation ceremony.
Oh, take it easy, Feldman.
Hello, Billy Club. It's me, Moran. No, Moran the Cheese Man. Look, I need some fake ID to get out of the country. Yeah. I think my girlfriend's about to blab.
Thank you, Evelyn and Margaret, for that gripping and realistic reenactment of the defeat of General Burnside's troops at Fredericksburg.
It's hard to believe you couldn't get federal funding for this.
Mom says hi.
I'm sorry, what?
Rose, what's going on with you? You've been acting strange lately. Seems like you're hiding something from me.
Oh, honey, I can't lie to you. It's just not fair. I have been hiding something from you. I can't tell you where he's been, but Miles is back. He's staying with me.
I understand, Rose. And don't worry about your secret. It won't go any further than me.
Now it's time to meet our new applicants and hear their lineage presentations. So let us begin with Mrs. Louise Blakely.
Blanche, there is still time to back out. Now, do you really think you can go up there and betray your heritage?
Tothy, I belong in this club. Well, I'm just as southern as the fruit of a Scuppernong arbor growing proudly by the lazy Mississippi.
Lordy, lordy, are you full of it?
Great Aunt Anna Lou Sellers, cousin to Claude Livaday, who begat Elizabeth Blassingay.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say Claude Livaday?
Yes.
My great-grandfather told stories of Claude Livaday. He once sold horseshoes to a Union soldier.
Yankee. Oh, no, no, I can't explain.
Fie. Traitor.
Oy vey.
Was a close one. We now call Blanche Devereaux.
Dorothy, I can't see a thing. What's happening now?
The Harlem Globetrotters just took the court.
Hello, ladies. I want to thank you for making time for me. But I wonder if instead of reading my family tree, if I couldn't just say a few words about what the South means to me.
Oh, no. We need your family tree.
I see. Okay. Well, I am Blanche Devereaux, nay Hollingsworth of Atlanta. Daughter of Curtis Hollingsworth and Samantha Roquet of Augusta and Shreveport. Daughter of... I can't do it. Daughter of Feldman. I'm a Feldman, damn it. A buffalo. Oh, lady. ladies, now, please, I beg of you, let us put aside our ancient prejudices and change these rules. Oh, ladies, let my people in.
No, next up, we have a lady actually.
Oh, wait a minute. I would like to say something else, if you don't mind. Please let me in.
No! Next
wait,
up...
Wait, that wasn't what I was going to say. Yes, I am a Yankee, but hath not a Yankee eyes? Hath not a Yankee hands? If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh?
Sometimes all night, I've heard her.
My point is, I am made up of many ingredients, but perhaps that is what gives me my uniquely American flavor. Yes, for I am an American. And I'm leaving. I don't need your lousy club to make me feel special.
Oh, please.
No!
Oh, you lost the war. Get over it.
Oh, honey. I hope you're not too upset about not fitting in with those dreadful people today.
Those small-minded Peckerwoods aren't real Southerners. I'm a real Southerner. Real Southerners are compassionate people. They're wise and gentle, and they sit around on porch swings regaling with stories of Abraham and Moses and all the other people who worked on the plantation.
Well, I sent Carl home. Now I just have to talk to Miles.
Talk to Miles? You seen somebody else, Rose?
I can explain.
No, I understand. Oh, Rose, of course, you're dating. That's why I've come to a decision. I'm going to go to Washington. I'm going to talk to the Bureau. I am leaving the witness protection program. No, I just know I need to be with you, Rose.
But the cheese man is looking for you.
Rose, don't worry.
Hello. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, my God.
You! How did you find me?
Time to say goodbye, buddy boy.
Carl, Miles, as flattering as this is, I don't want you fighting over me.
What? Carl, is this the man you've been seeing?
Uh-huh, but don't worry, he's just a little jealous.
That's some bad news, Rose. It's not you he's after. He's using you to get to me. This is the cheese man.
Now I'll have to figure out what to do with all of you.
Now, wait a minute. You can't just come into this house waving that gun around, although it is a very nice one. What is this, a cold?
Oh, I knew all along it was a bad idea to let Miles stay here. Oh, I'm too young to be struck down by a madman's bullet. I gotta find some way out of this. I'll get it.
And no one makes a sound. We all stand still until they leave. Don't make a move, old lady.
Nice way to talk to your mother, pussycat. Who is it?
Put these on and find out.
My glasses. Where did you find them?
I'm afraid Dreyfus was the culprit. He got them off the lanai. You know, you should really keep that gate closed. Anybody could get in here.
It's great. I can finally see again.
Hey, it's the cheese man.
Come on, get in here, both of you.
Sophia, you recognize Carl as the cheese man?
You don't? The man's been on America's Most Wanted at least 6 times.
The last episode was the highest rated ever. Ever.
That must be a good feeling.
Well, it's kind of an acknowledgement.
I hate to interrupt you, but I have some bad news. It's all over. That's right. You're busted. Barbara's a cop.
In a dress, without a gun. So basically what you have here is a crossing guard thing.
All right, all you gals are going to get locked up in a closet. And us boys are going for a little walk.
Wow. Were you ever activities director of a place called Shady Pines?
We got a lot of old business to discuss, mi amigo. An awful lot.
Isn't there anything you can do, Barbara?
I suppose I could do this.
Huh?
All right, cheese man, you're under arrest.
You told us you didn't have a gun. You lied.
To a bad guy. It's okay to lie to a bad guy.
You see that? There's so many things we as the public don't understand.
All right, I'm going to read him his rights. Somebody call the station and tell him to get down here, and I need some handcuffs right away.
Okay, you can borrow mine. But please be careful with them. They're a gift.
Ma, why don't we make that phone call from the kitchen?
Rose. Rose, it's over. I'm a free man. I can be with you now. If that's still what you want.
Oh, that's all I've ever wanted.
Rose.
But you have to promise me never to leave me again.
Well, sweetheart, I might have to for a little while. Back on my farm in Pennsylvania, I still have an order in for 13 windmills. Oh, screw them. What are they going to do, phone?